Double Indemnity is the best in its genre, and it's our three-minute movie review today. I am John Ellis. Thanks for participating in this latest episode and leaving your comments. We are back with another three-minute movie review. This is where we discuss classic movies and movies that I may have missed on our normal episodes. I sprinkle these in between our regular discussions on the best movies of the year so far. Told us a flashback story from our leading character, Walker Niff, played by Fred McMurray. He arrives in his office late one night, dripping with blood, to record a confession to murder. Double Indemnity takes us through a journey of murder, where we started and how we got there. Phyllis, played by Barbara Stanwyck, convinces Walter, or rather seduces Walter, into murdering her husband to collect the insurance policy. It's possibly a perfect murder, but as time grows, so does their suspicion of each other and who's going to crack first. Not helping things is Walter's boss, played by Edward G. Robinson, who's slowly getting closer and closer to solving the case. So what is a film noir? Watch Double Indemnity and you'll see straight away what it is. These were darker films that are balanced against some of those current musicals and comedies of that era. Double Indemnity is the classic. It's the one that checks all those boxes in that style of filmmaking. The snappy dialogue of Double Indemnity is almost poetic. It adds to the suspense of the film. You're hung on every word every character says. McMurray and Stanwyck are superb in this film.
There's a speed limit in this state, Mr. Neff. 45 miles an hour.
How fast was I going, officer?
I'd say around 90.
Suppose you get down off your motorcycle and give me a ticket.
Suppose I let you off with a warning this time.
Suppose it doesn't take.
Suppose I have to whack you over the knuckles.
Suppose I bust out crying and put my head in your shoulder.
Suppose you try putting it on my husband's shoulder.
Double Indemnity is made up of all small moments as well as this dialogue. It's the little things like the looks Stanwyck gives or her body language. It says a lot without the dialogue even attached to it. But as the case in many murders, things eventually unwind. As Walter says toward the end, I killed him for money and for a woman. I didn't get the money and I didn't get the woman. Nominated for 9 Oscars in 1945, it seems to hold up better than many of the films it lost to in that era. Double Indemnity is the gold standard for noir filmmaking. It's a must watch. Thanks again for continuing to participate. Like, share, comment, review. Let me know your thoughts. As always, you can find the podcast on all the major channels. You can subscribe there. You can also find more discussions, more reviews, more trailers on ellisonmovies.com. Next week, we get back to the best movies of the year so far. We have another movie lined up ready to talk to you about. And until then, I'll see you in the theater.